Howdy, folks, and welcome to the July 27th edition of Dead Pit Radio. I'm the Creepy Kentuckian.
And I'm Uncle Bill.
How you doing, Uncle Bill?
I'm okay. I'm doing all right.
Doing all right.
A lot of stuff to talk about on this show. A lot of things going on in the world.
There is a lot of stuff to talk about, and not really about the horror genre, you know. And I was actually talking to T-Shirt Joe not too long ago about this, earlier today.
Yeah. So, I mean, and it's... I
think we've decided, though, that we're just going to... Because we were leaving cryptic kind of jokes and stuff throughout the midweek shows and some of our videos. And
well,
stuff.
To be honest, I thought this was going to be one of those situations where somebody would just, you know, as normally, like, take a piss on us and stuff and then just kind of leave and we'd make fun of them and, like, that'd be all there is to it. But it doesn't seem like that's the case, like, this particular person or group of about maybe two or three people. I don't think they're
honestly, I just think, like, there are probably some shit stirrers that, you know, on one of those other groups, you know?
Right.
But there's one in particular that has some sort of major malfunction. I'll just say that.
Yeah. So we'll take you back in time to kind of explain what the hell we've been talking about, because I don't think anybody really knows per se. We've been like having things in our video, dropping hints about something that's been going on with hacking and all this stuff.
Internet hacking.
Right. So let's take you back.
We're going to attend the Hacker World Championships
in
or
time.
Something.
There is a just a particular guy that really doesn't like us, and the reason that he doesn't like us is because we make fun of a piece of shit douchebag guy that he quite frequents a show that this guy puts on. And we've talked about this guy for like probably years now. We don't like him.
But the thing is, okay, he's bringing that stuff up, said promoter, you know, whatever. I don't want to name names or anything, because this guy, honestly, this guy doesn't have anything to do with it. It's just,
no, he just happens to be.
It's just the fact that, he's buddies with
him. He's the link to what got this guy mad at us to begin with.
But it had nothing to do with that to begin with. I mean,
no.
I don't even know if you realize this, because I'd made a video, a drunken video, probably about a month ago. And it started about a month ago, maybe a little under a month. And looking back at it, and honestly, was I not completely drunk? If I was not completely drunk, I probably wouldn't have done the video. I mean, I think you realize that.
Yeah.
Pretty much everybody else realizes that. And in fact, the next day, I deleted the video. I was like, I just don't need this kind of drama. Who gives a shit, you know?
But everything in the video was actually true, though.
I mean, the thing is, like, usually stuff like that, when you talk about bullshit, and I'm going to say this too. I think that pretty much every convention is guilty the fact of kind of, if not starting drama, instigating it, where there's going to be people complaining. I think a lot of promoters, if not every one of them, do this sort of thing. But my issue in the video, and this is going to be a lot, I'm just afraid nobody's going to give a shit about this, but whatever. We'll go ahead and talk about it.
I don't care if they don't. I just want to talk about it because this is one of the rare instances where we actually didn't do anything. And, like, there's really no reason for this to be happening at all. And this guy's going around spreading a bunch of, like, slander and lies about us. And we really didn't have anything at all to do with whatever the hell he's talking about. But that'll come later on in the story. So, basically.
I'm just warning. This is going to be a long story. Okay.
Yeah.
I made the video. I'm guessing around the first of the month, something like that. I got my check in, I was drunk, you know, first of the month. And it basically the video was, okay, group, say a horror group, you've got a fake user on here that's making up bullshit. You're keeping it on there and you're reacting to it as if it's fact. That's
right.
Basically the...
Which they totally did.
Yeah.
Like, there's no doubt about that in my mind.
Yeah, and you're creating drama, which is exactly what they did, okay? And I got messages from the promoter, and I'll be honest, the promoter was cordial. You know, he wasn't one of the promoters, and didn't seem to have an issue there or anything. I was like, okay, dude, you'll never hear about this shit. You know, I'm just out of it. I'm done with it, you know. Because ultimately, I mean, that the convention thing, even though I have strong feelings about it, it's not our fight, really.
Right.
I mean, it's always going to people are going to be bitching all the time about various conventions, and there's going to be favorites and whatever else. So I delete the video, and I actually delete myself from the group the same time. But there's the thread that still remained up there where the video was. And this is where this particular guy came into the equation. I never had any contact with this guy before this.
I didn't either. I never even really, like, paid any attention to
him. I mean, I kind of knew who he was because there's, like, one or two people that go to the convention we were talking about. And it's, you know, they've mentioned the guy before and stuff like that.
But I think that even the people that go to the convention that we're talking about, whom this guy is a guest at, all the time, like he's one of the permanent guests or whatever, and that's why I think he had a bigger problem with us is because we constantly talk shit about that guy. But the thing about it is, have we both met that guy? Yes. Have we both had bad experiences with him? Yes. Do we both not like him in particular? Yes. I mean, have all that ever, stuff
yeah,
is
but
true.
Have we ever said, I don't like you enough that I'm going to I'm going to fight your ass?
No, and nobody does that. Like, nobody at a convention, even the people that hate each other most, nobody does that. That's just a bunch of fucking stupidity anyway.
And the convention itself, look, we've never really fucking ranted about the convention. The only thing that we've ever talked about is the guest list doesn't appeal to us.
No, it's usually pretty shitty in our opinion.
And the people that go to the damn show that we know agree with that.
Right.
And stuff that we've said in the past, you can go back, hell, I don't know where it was at, but I said, I know that we've both said this before, that's got to say something about the show if people just come there to fucking hang out and it's not about the guests. I know we've said that before.
Yeah.
I think we've been fair overall
right,
to that
but
show.
Even
but
look,
that doesn't change the fact that you and I just don't like that guy. We've
right,
talked to him.
I just don't. And honestly, I would rather like say something about the guy because I've had experience with him and I know something about him than even I would about the show because I really just don't like him. I mean, there's some people in life that you just don't fucking like.
And it's okay.
I'm never going to like
him. It's okay to not like
him. And that's just going to probably be the way
it
is.
And it's not one of those things, like I said. It's probably been a couple of years before we ever really even talked about that guy in any detail.
Right. So
this is shit.
But even the people that go to the show that we're talking about, though, out of all those people that go to the show we're talking about, probably only about 5% of them even know who this guy is that's starting all this shit now, okay? He's a very minor guy in all of the world of bullshit exploitation celebrities, I guess. So,
I don't even care about that, though, man. The thing is, and I've heard this from a few other people, that this guy kind of feeds off of bullshit drama. I mean, that's kind of his MO.
Well, luckily so do we, so that's worked out in our advantage.
No, but the thing is, you know, the way we go about things, and it's, you know, a lot different than fucking just throwing out threats and acting like you're a tough motherfucker. I don't think if I've threatened anybody, it's been like, hey, say something to my face. Just say something, you know, if you want to say something. I'm not a fighter. I'm not somebody that's looking to go to a convention to have a fucking fight. Okay. I've never threatened anybody. I'm going to fucking kick your ass, goddammit, you know. And it's, you know, all this stuff is really, and that's the scary thing. I mean, it came from nowhere. All this stuff, you know, and I guess if you want to continue on with the story here, you probably can continue on because after that point, we didn't hear anything for the longest time.
Right. I assume that after he posted one thing on the comment of the video that you were talking about that you
made.
He
posted multiple things.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
He posted various fucking insults. You know,
he's a witty guy.
Think of what, you know, just the easiest insults you could think of, and there you go.
So, anyway.
And I'm not going to say, there were probably a couple of other people, a couple of other random people insults, you know, but he was the main one where I was like, wow, I mean, where did all this shit come from?
So, you fast forward a couple of weeks, I guess, and this particular person's, which I didn't, honestly, swear to God, had no idea he even had a website. Had no fucking, no idea he had a show of any kind up until all this happened. No, I would have had no idea. But he apparently does. And he had a website and it hosted a radio show or something like that. And it got hacked into, according to him. Now, who's to fucking say?
Yeah, this is all like, according to him.
Who even knows if any of this really even happened? But according to him, he was really upset because he was going to have a show which exposed the convention circuit, which included a bunch of our friends, like people that run other conventions and that are actually worth a shit. And he was going to expose, like, all of their whatever. I don't even know what the hell he was going to expose. Like, if they put on awesome shows that people enjoy, he was going to expose that somehow. So, and then his site got hacked. Everything, like, his older shows got corrupted or something. And then, like, his new show couldn't go on at that time or whatever.
Right.
That was the story that we got. And he was pursuing legal charges against whoever hacked him. So fine.
Right.
Fine.
He's going to get the FBI involved.
Yeah, so I was actually read this when it happened and everything. Didn't think anything else about it. And then probably a couple hours later, I think it was you or somebody else was like, this person is saying that we did it, that we were a part of the people.
Well,
he
was blaming, and I'll go ahead and name these because I know he was blaming Sean Clark, us, and Nathan from Whorehound. He was throwing out blames everywhere. And, you know, for one thing, okay, if I was guessing, I was saying that I don't even think it was hacked. I think that it was one of those deals where, you know, you have server issues, stuff like that, and the guy just went complete. I mean, I don't know all the facts behind it. Maybe it was hacked. I don't know. But it's one of those deals where, out of nowhere, again, we get blamed. And the way we kind of confronted it is, we made fun of it. I mean, that's how we always do, you know.
Because it's so fucking ridiculous,
it
though.
Is.
Because what do either one of us know about hacking? Or what would we... Like, I think that...
Well, I think he was also saying, and this is even funnier, too, if you know either of our situations, we either hacked or paid somebody to hack it.
That, see, to me, that shows just... You must have your head completely up your ass if you think that anybody is thinking that you are, like... That we have to get you somehow or another. Like, I don't even know you fucking existed until, like, you started posting stuff on
our
page.
You're going to say stuff about our particular radio show or something. I don't know what he was going to expose, the Cinema Wasteland.
Man, who gives it? Nobody listens to that shit anyway.
Yeah,
like,
again, yeah, that's what I was saying, though.
So
people have been instigating bullshit with us for almost 7 years now, off and on. I mean... And, you know, this is the first time anything like this has happened.
Does he really think that this is the first time anybody ever talked shit about us? Like, we had to, like, shut that down?
People don't realize this, man. I mean, okay, we went toe-to-toe with Fangoria Radio for, like, 3 years, pretty much. And we were harsh.
Yeah.
We were harsh as hell. We had every opportunity in the world. We could have called in every goddamn week and fucked their show up if we wanted to. Well, nobody gave a fuck.
Right.
We don't give a shit. And that's on a much... We would have a whole hell of a lot more to gain, you know, getting our name out there or whatever else, attacking a Fangoria radio show. But the reason we didn't do it is we don't give a fuck.
Right. And
we
people gave much more of a shit about that than they even knew about this. Like,
yeah, everybody talks about... I never really listened to Fangoria radio, but I heard everybody talk about it. It was one of those deals where it was like, okay, you got Dee Snider from Twisted Sister, you got Debbie Rashawn.
Who was legitimately pissed off at us at one time, Dee Snider, I mean. Like, we had legitimately got to him to the point where he was not happy with us. So, not saying that that's what we go out to do, I'm just saying that's what happened. And that, at least, was on a scale a lot bigger than this.
Right.
Now,
I will say this, too, I'll even go... We kind of instigated the whole Fangoria radio thing. I mean, because I think at that point in time, we were like, hey, this is our fucking concept and they're taking it, you know.
Well, yeah.
So that's what kind of drove us on in that respect. But
We digress because we're kind of getting off.
Yeah, but I'm okay. But going back to the guy that supposedly considered us fucking you know, and I think he actually said this in one of the emails too, because I emailed him last night. And I was like, dude, we had nothing to do with this. You know, I don't know, you know, what you can't understand, what's going on here. And then at first, you know, he was like, I pretty much know you guys didn't have anything to do with it. But then he heard the midweek obliteration we did earlier that day where we were kind of busting his balls is what I call it.
Right.
And we put out a lot of stuff. Since this has happened, just making fun of it. Like, hey, we're going to the Hacker World Convention, you know, in September. We're so excited. You know, we posted the video where you're like, hey, I just fucking hacked into First National Bank right. or something. And, you know, Joe was like, hey, you guys hacked into Twitter. You know.
It's a joke.
It is. Yeah, it's obviously.
Obvious, isn't it obvious? Like,
that's what I was thinking. I mean, to, you know, even a full-blooded retard would fucking realize.
Right. I've got a Pantech phone. Do you really think I'm hacking into something with that fucking thing? Like, seriously?
It's gotten out of hand because the thing is, we do this show. God. Honestly, we do this show to have fun. And it's something that we've had fun doing for a long time. But at some point, and I realize this today, we're just going, you know, we have to do this segment on the show because we have to let everybody know, point blank, you know, we don't know. We have never, ever hacked in. I haven't hacked into anything. I can't even get my own goddamn bank account online.
Seriously, though, man. Like, why should we even have to say that, though? That's, are people that
because
fucking
these people
stupid?
Because these people are dumb, Uncle Bill.
Like, how do you...
I mean, that's sad that two fuckers from Eastern Kentucky...
I appreciate the credit yeah. that you would give us for that, but, like, none of us know anything about hacking. That's the dumbest shit I've ever... That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard on the show, and I've heard a lot of dumb stuff. But... So now I guess at this
and
point,
and also the fact, okay, he's also saying that that we could have paid somebody off to hack.
Right, we don't care enough to do that though. I promise you.
I don't think either of us probably have enough money to where we would even think about wasting a dime on that guy.
No, I don't. I mean, anyway, but I guess now I've been at work today because that's what I do, and that's what we both do. And
is that what you're into?
Yeah, we have a job that we do on a regular basis. I know that's a concept for some people, but we do that.
Mm.
And so I haven't got to check the fucking web universe to see what's going on, but I apparently understand that today, like, did all hell break loose and it just started, like, posting?
Yeah, I think it was due to the midweek obliteration, which everybody is free to go listen to, and you can make of it what you will. You know, he seemed to think it was completely serious. It was a confessional.
Oh, really?
He thought I was completely serious when I called you the devil in khaki pants, Uncle Bill.
Right, okay. So, is my understanding that, did he threaten anybody? Did he threaten us or anything like that? I don't know if he threatened us or not. I have no idea. Or was he just basically being a douchebag that he is?
As far as any direct threat or anything, I think he was thinking he was going to have to show up at a convention we're at or something like that.
Fucking yeah, right. God.
And the thing is, look, you know, when you get to that level, honestly, I think the guy probably really knows that we didn't have anything. We didn't hack shit, okay? One thing, I still believe the site didn't even get hacked.
Well, if it's a publicity stunt, it won't work because we're not going to mention who he is or right. what the site is or anything
yeah,
else.
Yeah, I think that might be the motivation of it all.
If it's not, then this guy has more people that hate him than we even do, which is amazing. Like, so he must really be a
yeah.
piece of trash.
And, I mean, we've – honestly, I mean, we talked about that earlier this evening. We're doing the show a little bit late tonight. I'm not – you know, I've never issued any threat and be like, meet me somewhere, whatever else. We're going to settle this, but what is going to happen is I have screenshotted and I've got everything that guy has said today and in the last couple of weeks, you know, and I'm going to send, I've got a very good friend
yeah.
that we both know from a previous incident.
Yeah. You really don't think this is our first time around the block with slander and libel
yeah.
and stuff.
And I'll be like, hey, you know, look at this and tell me what you think. I mean, because the guy put my name out there, he sent out mass emails. And it's one of those deals where, you know, I think that he violated some sort of, you know, law.
Well,
sure.
Here's the thing. This is like the true definition of what that was meant to cover, like slander and libel. Because we did absolutely nothing. And this guy's accused us of, like, all these things that didn't fucking happen at all. But yet he's acting like it's the gospel and purposely trying to, like, defame us and get people to avoid going to the website.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Here's my challenge to you, okay? If we did all this stuff, then show me one single piece of evidence that either one of us had anything to do with it.
Yeah.
I dare you.
That's
I'd love to see it.
See, okay, even if you thought that was the case, we hacked into your shit, I'm asking you, you should prove that we did anything before you say a word. Because that's, I mean, that's pretty much slander right there.
It's the definition of it, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, what he's doing is purposely trying to, like, make people avoid going to our site and defame us as people, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know.
Which is complete fucking bullshit. Like, stuff he just came up with out of his ass. Like, he has no basis in fact.
You know, and we purposely, because, like Uncle Bill said, this isn't our first rodeo.
No.
And we never, ever mentioned anybody's show. We never mentioned anybody's name. So, you'd have to do a lot of assuming to know who that. Nobody knew who we were talking about.
No, you know, probably still don't.
And, you know, and I know there are probably some people that don't give a shit. But the bottom line is, we always watch out for number one. And that's like a country song.
It is.
We're looking out for number one. And the thing is, you know, I'm not making any threats at all. I just think that this guy probably committed a crime, and you know, I'm just sending. We're going to be sending the info to a friend of ours to look at, and we'll see what happens from there. But you know, that is something that we both agreed we should do, because when stuff like this happens, folks, and they take it over line, you gotta react somehow and do something, I think.
Right. I legitimately, though, this is one of those things where there have been other instances where we've said things about people or done things where they've gotten on to us and kind of confronted us about it, but this is one of those things that just completely came out of left field, man. Like, I don't know this guy. I've never had any dealings with this guy. I've never one time given a single fuck about him or anything that he's done, to be honest. And he just, like, he came out, he fucking appeared out of the woodwork or whatever to spread his bullshit.
You know, I mean, it's a shame that it goes to this level. Like I said, if somebody hacked his, whatever his site was or something like that, it was probably due to something else the guy done or something. I don't know. I mean,
it's hard to say what
he evidently pisses a lot of people off or, you know, tries to create drama with a lot of people. But look, I'm just telling everybody right now, Dead Pit, we are not hackers. I think from this point on, we're probably just going to, you know, let things be. We'll let things work themselves out.
It's a shame though, man. I mean, it really does bother me that we have to get on here and actually say that, as if like that's something that was even a thought that somebody had. They could be hackers. I mean, they have a show on the internet. Like, who fucking doesn't have a website or a show on the internet?
They said they're going to the Hacker World Convention. And they're excited about it.
That's right.
Oh, God.
But at the end of the day, it's just another one of those things which we can't really seem to stay out of trouble. But we do have a group of people that we've always been very loyal to, and who have always been very loyal to us. And it seems like that's another part of these people's problems that are associated with this guy and his show and stuff, is they have a problem with those people too. Like, there's a group of people that they lump everybody in with that you talked about in that too. And they have a problem with all of those people. And I think it's like, because we're associated with them and we've always kind of been associated with them, that they've got a problem with us because of that too. I don't really care, though. It's like, I would much rather be associated with those people than the people that we're talking
about.
They're
constantly just, you know.
Yeah.
They got the urinal cakes and
all that shit.
I mean, just pathetic human beings, I'll just say that.
Yeah, there's a group of them out there that really take this stuff way too seriously and think that they're, like, a lot bigger than they are. And they really do.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, I think they were using, like, he was trying to use the convention thing, like, I'm going to show up at a convention, you know. You go right the fuck ahead. You show up at a convention, and you try to do something, and the police will be called, and you'll be in jail. That's exactly what'll happen.
I don't know how many times we've actually been threatened about conventions, and nothing's ever happened, and nothing will ever happen. I would almost bet that.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I mean, we're going to be, I'll tell you the fucking shows we're going
to
be at.
Well, everybody's going to know, because we always talk about them right before we go, and I'm not fucking scared to go to any convention. Man, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's the thing.
You know how many people we know, like, for one thing, even, let's work this out with you, okay? So maybe you'll have an understanding. Let's assume for a second that you did come up to us and, like, tried to start some shit at a convention, okay? It wouldn't, for one thing, it wouldn't work. For another thing, if you were brazen enough to try anything,
you get thrown out.
Yeah, that would be
you
it.
You get thrown out or put in jail. That's exactly what happened. Because I'm not fighting any fucking body. I'm going to flat out tell you. Somebody tries to start something with me, I know the promoters, your ass will be fucking thrown out. This ain't fucking UFC, goddamn it.
Plus, it's possible you're going to dislodge a hip or something. You're going to settle down.
That's true.
Yeah.
Not just him, but anybody else. I mean, look, most of the people, look, like I said, we're talking about the promoter and shit. He made a big deal about us being across from him and wouldn't even look him in the eye or something like that. That was another thing.
I didn't know we were supposed to be like.
Are we supposed to engage with him or something because we just don't like him?
I don't think he realized either that guy didn't say shit to us either. No. Like, what was going to happen? Were we supposed to walk up to him and call him like a motherfucker or something?
Yeah, would you consider him a coward too because he never said anything to us?
You'd have to. Yeah, I mean, if that's your logic, then because he didn't say anything to us, he'd have to be the same.
I mean, it's okay for people to not fucking get along, right? You know, but, I mean, his mentality is, okay, you've got to fucking get him in a damn ankle lock and make him tap out or something, you know?
Right.
But it's just, I mean, it's kind of depressed me the whole day, just think, because it has to get to this level to where we have to fucking actually print all this shit out and give all this info to somebody and be like, what can you do, you know?
Yeah.
But it is,
I do. This is one of the few times that we've been doing this show where I think that it's completely warranted, though. Because, like I said, we didn't do anything. And we were being accused of, like, all kinds of shit that we had
We're being accused of a federal offense, Uncle Bill, and we didn't do it.
Which is another thing, man. If you're going to make threats about the FBI and stuff, do you know how fucking stupid...
The full-blooded Italian?
Yeah, little Guido. You know how fucking stupid that makes you look, though? I've said this a couple of different times when all this stuff was going on, because the person said that, you know, we're going to be prosecuted by the FBI and all this stuff. Does he really think that the FBI is sitting around and they're like, oh, goddamn, I got to take a break chasing down these terrorists and these cyber terrorists because this fuckbag's, like, radio show got hacked. Oh, I got to, how do I spend all my time doing this now?
Oh, fuckbag.
It's like.
Yeah, but the thing is, the reason that we're not, you know, fronting or worried about this or anything is because we didn't do shit.
We don't have anything to be worried about.
I mean, I could say, would we have to be the dumbest motherfuckers on the planet, by the way, too, if we did hack into shit and be like, hey, we're hacking shit. Yeah, fuck yeah. Let's hack more.
Like I said, just show us some evidence. Like, if you're going around spreading all these lies and talking shit about everything on Facebook and stuff, provide people that you want to know this, that you want to, like, that already don't like us or whatever, provide them with the fuel that they need to survive, which would be evidence against us, which, if you can do that, do it. But you won't,
yeah.
So it's like, just shut the fuck up then. That's the only thing. Like,
yeah, I mean, the bottom line is, if anybody even hacked your website or whatever, you still don't know who fucking did it. You know, if you really believe the shit that we said on there, that we were, like, sincere, that we paid somebody off, that we did it ourselves, you're getting a little senile. Say that.
Well, I mean, it would be easy to prove, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, hacking and things like that is easy to, like...
Yeah, you can, like, run IP addresses.
Yeah.
All that good stuff. But if they're... Like I was saying, if it's a real hacker, you're probably not going to find out who it was.
Yeah. Unless you're full of shit, which is a distinct possibility.
Unless they just broadcast it all over YouTube and shit, and, you know.
Yeah.
We did it. We're hackers. Fuck out. Anybody that knows us, and I think that he's probably got some people on his friends list that knows he's full of shit, too.
I know he does, yeah.
Because anybody that knows us, you know, we talk shit like crazy. Okay, we've talked shit over the years about various things, but we have never fucking, this is the first time we've ever been, like, accused of being hackers. Nobody.
That's new.
I don't think anybody has ever like mentioned that before.
Which makes me wonder, like, where the hell would he even get that idea? Like,
well, it was all. I think it all stemmed from like the. We were in the group of people he was actually going to like talk about.
Oh, really?
The radio show.
Oh wow! We got to stop that.
Like, it would seem like every show of his, he probably talks shit about somebody though. So
probably. But anyway,
I guess
that's 30 minutes on this particular one topic.
That's way enough. But this is going to be a shorter show anyway because the horror news right now, there's hardly anything going on. And it's sad, really. I mean, I don't know. It's almost like a broken record, but I don't think that since we've been doing the show that the genre has been this stale, like as far as just nothing. You don't have anything fresh even coming like 2 months down the line that we know about. Like,
but that's all right because we kind of deal in nostalgia anyway, so that should be fine.
But anyway, before we get into the news, we'll just have a brief news section, and then I think we just have some fan questions, and that'll be it because I don't think we're doing anything else on this show. I think that we pretty much covered the big thing.
We answered the question. A lot of people were like, what the fuck are y'all talking about? Yeah. It's like, so there you go.
I mean, to sum it all up for you, this guy that nobody knows is wanting to make a name for himself by accusing us, you know, who you can say what you want to, but I mean, as far as the horror podcast, horror radio game, I mean, we, you know, I'm going to pat myself on the back.
Barry Horowitz,
we are, you know, kind of the name.
The whole fucking show. It's right here.
Whether people want to admit that or not.
Like it or hate it, but you better learn to love it.
We're kind of the grandfathers, I guess.
As it turns out, so is he. But,
yeah. Old Papaw, but sum it up, we are not hackers. Don't believe everything that some old man from Ohio has to say. Because he's ill-informed, folks. Or he's just got an opinion that
doesn't matter.
Just doesn't matter what he's saying.
Oh, my God.
But the thing is, just look at the stuff the guy posts. That's all I ask. I mean, look at the stuff that he posts about me, about Uncle Bill. Posts pictures of shit and says that it's us. You know, I mean, you can tell. I think anybody that
has, I think that says it all right there. Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody that has any type of, you know, idea about people in general.
I guess the only, I would say though, and you were telling me this, I haven't seen it. I'm assuming that this is what happened.
Well, they deleted a bunch of shit.
Yeah. The only thing that where I was like, this does kind of like cross the line or anything was, you said that he posted a piece of shit and put Jess's name on it.
It was like three turds.
Yeah.
I don't know. And it's funny because he would either have to go shit in the yard and take a picture of this, or he'd have to search for fucking three turd image on the internet to even put this on.
Which I give him credit for that if he did that.
And he said this is a photo of, you know, the Creepy Kentucky and Uncle Bill and Jess.
Okay.
Or something like
that. Here's the thing, though. Like, Jess has no earthly idea what the fuck any of this is and could care less, like, about any of it. Like, she, even when we were talking about it in the car, like, all the references we were making about it or whatever,
she was
not paying any attention to any of that.
Of course, that's
she
about everything with Jess.
Yeah. She doesn't know who he is, what he's talking about, doesn't give a fuck less about anything to do with, like, what we're going on about.
I do think that group deleted that photo and some other thread. Yeah. So it's no longer up, but, I mean, that was up at one point.
So, I mean, if you're going to do that, if you want to, you should really just direct it at us because we're the ones that actually have the problem with you. And we're the ones that you would actually...
Well, we're the ones that you blame for everything, basically.
Right, right. But I tell you, you know, well, I won't even say that. That probably wouldn't be a good thing to say at this
You're going
to
give him a wedgie.
No, I'm not going to say anything.
I'm
going
to threaten to give you a wedgie, motherfucker. You beat me up.
But regardless, though, fuck. I don't. There's only so far you can go in things like this before you start to like cross the line, which he's already crossed. So we'll just leave
it's
it.
It's the night the line was crossed.
Let's just leave it at that.
So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have some actual horror news to talk about. If you haven't already, just turn this shit off, because I know some people probably don't care. But again, this is something I think that we kind of had to do so people would get, you know, what needed to be got out of it. So we come back, we'll be talking about some horror goodness here on DeadPeerLive.com. You know what, Uncle Bill?
Shut your fucking mouth right now.
No. I want to talk about Fast Custom Shirts.
Holy shit. Well, let's talk about it.
FastCustomShirts.com provides some of the best horror t-shirts I have ever fucking seen.
I don't think that you can really fully appreciate how awesome the t-shirts are over at FastCustomShirts.com. Until you go over to FastCustomShirts.com and look for yourself.
Yeah. The Hitman T-Shirt Joe. Mm-hmm. The highest quality of shirts that I've actually designed some of, Uncle Bill. He actually lets the fans design some of the shirts for his site. Who else does that? Who else?
Nobody I know of. But when he's not busy playing with Carmen Opsie, he's busy cranking out some of the most high-quality fucking shirts that you're going to find this side of any other damn whore t-shirt maker.
Yeah. So check them out. FastCustomShirts.com. The best there is.
The best there was.
And the best there ever will be.
It's a boot respect. Welcome back, everyone, and welcome to the programming. We're now going to attempt to talk about horror films, because that's what we do.
We're
going to
be super serious.
That's what we do on this show.
That's kind of what we do.
Yeah. So what's going on in the world of horror?
Not a whole lot, actually. But a couple things we can mention on here. 20th Century Fox announced a title slated for Blu-ray on September the 11th, 2012. 9/11/12.
Oh, God.
Jeepers Creepers, Killer Clowns from Outer Space, and The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Part 2.
Hell yeah.
And I think Texas Chainsaw 2 has all the extras ported over from Slippy's 2-disc special edition.
The gruesome edition.
The gruesome edition. Yeah, I don't know if it was a 2-disc, but it was a gruesome edition. So we'll have that to look forward to. Jeepers Creepers, I would kind of like to see that movie again, actually. It's been a long time since I've seen it.
I remember it looks pretty good on Blu-ray, too.
Yeah. I remember, like, the first, probably about the first 45 minutes or so was really, really good. Then it kind of falls apart when you see the creature and everything.
I really like all those movies, though.
You don't even like the second one.
Huh?
I hope you don't like the second
one. Nobody likes the second
one. Well, that one sucks.
Like, how the hell could you? That movie's awful. But, I mean, all three of those movies, I think, would be great additions.
Oh, okay. You like all those? I thought you were talking about all the Jeepers Creepers.
No, I'm talking about Jeepers Creepers, Killer Clowns, and Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, because, like, the latest trend in all these, with these studios is, like, I think we saw it with Warner Brothers, where I think it was Gremlins 2, where they kind of just throw it out there cheap as fuck. And I hope this isn't the case with these, but who knows. Actually, all of these are MGM titles that Fox evidently got hold of. I don't know what the deal was with that, but all these were MGM, I remember.
Hell yeah, I'm not sure either, though. Okay.
Yeah.
The Evil Dead remake. Oh, God, MTV. Does that channel still exist?
It does. They're still around? All the time. You watch Teen Mom?
Oh, that's right, yeah. You've
replaced Teen Mom. You've watched Monday Night Raw, now it's Teen Mom.
That channel, like, I forget that it's MTV, though. It seems like just, like, another channel, like Bravo or something like that now. But anyway, they caught up with Sam Raimi at Comic-Con 2012 and got his thoughts on the upcoming remake of The Evil Dead. And he says, He says he isn't looking at it from the perspective of a remake that honors the original film. He says, I don't think about it like that. I just think Fede Alvarez has really made a great horror movie.
Fede.
It's scary. The actors are great in it. It's really gut-wrenching, real low budget, and intense. That's what he has to say about it. And he says, Fede Alvarez co-wrote the script, and he's an amazing fella.
He's a big fan of Fede. The one thing that is kind of compelling about this is it is low budget. I didn't know that. I thought it was, of course, I'm sure it's a bigger budget than the original, but still.
Yeah. I don't have any hope for it at all, zero. I hate to say that, but it's true. Like, there's no possible way that movie would be worth shit. Because if you look at the track record of remakes that we've seen, there's only like maybe two or three that have been worth.
Well, playing. I think Evil Dead's one of those too, where it's not going to be a successful movie because Evil Dead's too much of a cult film to where people don't even know really what it is, like that are not really, really hardcore horror fans. And some people probably try to argue that, but of course they'd be wrong.
Right.
Like that's the key. Yeah. There's only a handful of franchises that's kind of universally known, that everybody knows who the characters are. You got Halloween, you got Friday the 13th, you've got Nightmare on Elm Street, maybe Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Crazy Fat Ethel.
And Crazy Fat Ethel. And aside from those,
Munchies. I mean, there's a couple, but not many.
But I just think, like, now they're at the point the studios are where, okay, we don't have any of these movies left. But Evil Dead's kind of popular among the cult audience, so I just don't see it being a big money maker for the studio, but who knows if it'll be worth it.
Well, I don't either. And the last remake that I can remember coming out that was probably Fright Night, and that fucking thing bombed like crazy, so I don't see.
Yeah, and see, Fright Night was one of those that was kind of popular when it came out, but I guess over, like, what has it been, like 20, 25 years or so since it came out, it's become more of a cult film, and they never really, the sequel sucked, so they never really did any.
I liked the sequel. I thought it was a statement.
Did you?
Yeah.
I like selling that DVD. was it Metal Man that gave me that or something?
I'm not sure.
I think Metal Man traded me something for it, and I ended up selling it for like $80.
Yeah.
Thanks, Metal Man. Piece of shit. Sleepy Holler, the TV show. Well, I'm excited about this. Fox has given a pilot commitment to a TV series adaptation of the classic 1820 supernatural thriller story, The Legend of Sleepy Holler. This contemporary version partners Ichabod Crane with the town's local female sheriff to bring peace to a beleaguered community. No word on the involvement of the Headless Horseman yet. Fringe creators Alex Kurtzman and Roberto Orci will executive produce and are attached to write the script along with Philip Iscovi. Underworld helmer Lynn Wiseman will direct the pilot and also executive produce. So do you think Sleepy Holler will be a big hit on the TV screen, Uncle Bill?
Well, that depends on how many goth kids that masturbate to Tim Burton movies actually still give a shit.
Or Twilighters.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of Twilighters out there. To be honest with you, I hate everything that Tim Burton has done in like the last 10 years, and I could care less about any of that shit. And Sleepy Hollow is another one of those things.
Tim Burton ain't got nothing to do with this, though.
I know, I'm just saying, like, it'll be in the vein of that, because that's what they're really going for, is to try to, like, capitalize on that.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like, as of late, they're trying to go towards, and there's another movie that we're going to talk about, too, right after this, that's set in, like, the fucking 1800s and shit. Like, they're trying to, I don't think there's been a successful movie like that yet, set in that time frame, but it seems to be just something they're kind of throwing out there and seeing if it'll stick or not.
I really do feel like my taste in movies is like the anti-Tim Burton. Like, everything that it is about his movies over the last, like, decade, like I said, is everything that I hate about movies. They're just pretentious and over-dramatic and way too stylized and boring as shit. Like, they always are the same thing. And there's people out there that, for whatever reason, some people say cucumbers taste better pickled, whatever, that love that style and just can't get enough of his bullshit. And I just, I'm the actual, like, the whatever the opposite of all that is what I am is in terms of, like, entertainment.
I just think that we're, honestly, and I know people are like, what, everybody, all these direct-to-DVD movies, and they'll name some off to you. But, I mean, really, I think that we're in 1994 right now.
Oh, God.
You know, I think that we're stuck for a little while.
Well, at least it's not 95. Are we coming up on 95?
Well, if it's 95, it'd be a little closer to the boom, you know. We're just waiting on that thing to hit. And it's just, it's, you know, we've got to put up with major shit, you know, shit fest until the end, I guess.
Yeah, it certainly seems that way, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But anyway, you were talking about this, too, The Raven.
Right.
Which is coming out October the 9th from Fox Home Entertainment. James McTeague's DVD and Blu-ray. It's packed with special features, including John Cusack and Luke Evans featurettes and shit.
Is John Cusack and Joan Cusack, are they related?
They're brother and sister, yeah.
Oh.
It's supposed to be a blood-curdling tale of terror that's as dark and haunting as a legendary master of the macabre.
Macabre.
Who inspired it, Edgar Allan Poe. It's supposed to be amazing. Amazing film. Masterpiece. Work of art.
Yeah, that was one of those movies that came in and out of theaters quicker than anything.
Yeah.
Like, the only person I heard ever mention that was my dad, I think. I won't say that movie, The Raven, Bonker Raven.
While investigating, here's the plot of the movie, by the way. In 1849, while investigating a horrific double murder, police detective Emmett Fields, played by Evans, makes a startling discovery. The killer's methods mirror the twisted writings of Edgar Allan Poe, played by John Cusack. So, suspecting Poe at first, Fields ultimately enlists his help to stop future attacks. But in this deadly game of cat and mouse, what... Why every time are you reading like a plot synopsis, it has something like that in it? But in this deadly game of cat
and mouse... In this deadly game of Tom and Jerry...
The stakes are raised with each gruesome slaying as the pair races to catch a madman before he brings everyone of Poe's shocking stories to chilling life and death.
It's sending chills down my dick hole.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think we'll probably get this to review. I don't know if it'll probably be one of those that we'll never review, though.
We'll hold on to it for a couple of years.
'Cause, man, I'm just going to be honest. I watched the previews for that. I didn't think it looked too good at all. Because I was like kind of, when I first heard about it, I was kind of like interested halfway. Because I kind of like, I think Roger Corman did a Raven with Vincent Price and stuff. And Peter Lorre, that was pretty good. I actually like.
Did he also do The Pit and the Pendulum with him too? Yeah.
So,
anyway.
Yeah, so that is it for the news. Actually, I do have something I think we should talk about on here, because I was talking about, and it's something that I think you're going to get Netflix pretty soon, so you'll get to watch it. I've been watching documentaries on Netflix, right? And I got in the mood to watch, I think you pronounce his name, Werner Herzog. He also makes, like, I think he made Rescue Dawn and some mainstream movies and stuff, but he's more well known for his documentaries.
Yeah. He made one called Grizzly Man that was really
well
known.
That's why I'm going to talk about that. Because I watched it last night, but I also watched End of the Abyss the night before, which is a really good movie, too. But last night I watched Grizzly Man. You've got to fucking see that movie.
I've seen it. Like, well, let me rephrase that. I watched it all on television. One time it was on television for some reason. I don't know why it was.
Well, the thing is, it amazed me at how fucking close that guy, I mean, he was basically petting these grizzly bears and shit.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's what killed him.
But here's the thing. Last year on YouTube, somebody released the audio that he heard in the document. Holy shit. You can go on YouTube and look. I wish I'd never listened to it, man.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. I mean, people were thinking, there's no fucking way it's fake. There's no damn way. Because I've never heard anybody scream like that before in my life. If you watch, the documentary's fucking awesome, by the way. I really love the documentary. But when I saw the scene of him listening, he was like, nobody should ever fucking hear this. You know, cause they let the documentary, the Herzog, he actually listened to it on the documentary, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, the curiosity got the best of me, and somebody actually got, I don't know how they got it out there or whatever, but you can clearly tell it's that Treadwell guy you know, he's screaming to his girlfriend or something, go, get away from here. You can clearly tell it's him. And, man, just the screams, like, I think he and his girlfriend or wife or whatever, they both, it's just fucking haunting screams.
Did she die? I don't remember.
Yeah, they both died.
Did she go? That's fucking...
And you can hear the bear kind of chomping away at him and shit.
Yeah.
It's bad.
But
bad
there,
shit.
Man, there was clearly something fucking wrong with that
guy.
Yeah. Like,
oh, yeah. I mean, it was at some point... I think the guy really did have a way with animals. I mean, he had to.
Yeah, to live that long.
But at some point, that was going to happen.
Yeah.
I think that they explained it in the documentary. He was on his way back home, and he had a problem with his flight, and he said, screw it, I'm just going back. And he normally didn't stay there that late in the season. He would stay through the summer for a couple of months or something. And this was in late October or something like that. And a lot of the bears that he was familiar with or that were kind of familiar with him, they'd already went into hibernation. And there was, like, more bears that he weren't familiar with or something like that. And that's how they tried to explain it. But, yeah, if you guys haven't seen that documentary, though, watch the documentary. I wouldn't listen to the clip, though. I mean, the clip kind of fucked me up last night, to be honest, because I was like, wow.
It's one of those things... It's kind of like that.
Yeah, clip. I could only imagine. Like the reason it was on the audio is because he had the lens. He couldn't take the lens cap off. He was trying to film it. Evidently,
who?
Treadwell, the guy. I mean, they filmed everything. So.
He's trying to film himself getting eaten.
I don't know if he was trying to film himself getting eaten, but the camera was on. He was trying to film the bear. I think.
Oh, okay. Oh, dear God. Anyway.
So, anyway, that's a little... I thought that would be a little tidbit for everybody that's got Netflix.
But
to,
here's another part, though, that guy really got famous, or his documentaries got famous, and there's one that I started to watch it, but I was kind of mesmerized by it, but I didn't get to watch all of it. He made a documentary about Klaus Kinski, like, years and years and years ago, probably in the late 70s or early 80s. Hmm. Like, and just about how fucking crazy that guy was, because he was a madman anyway when it came to films and stuff. I want to see that one, too. Like, that one I hear was really good. Because there's a movie they made together, too. I think I'm like a mainstream movie, where he made a documentary behind the scenes about that guy and stuff. And it's supposed to be legendary in and of itself, too.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, both of those documentaries I really liked. I think Into the Abyss was just came out last year or something.
Oh, God.
But they're both really good. So, anyway, what we got?
DVDs and Blu-ray releases is all we got left now, though. For July the 30th and beyond, you got the Total Recall Mind-Bending Edition on Blu-ray, which we'll be reviewing on here shortly. I got that in.
It is the Mind-Bending Edition.
It is. It's mind-bending as fuck. We got the Father's Day 4-Disc Edition Blu-ray, which is supposed to have came out like 9 times.
It's the Happy Father's Day Edition.
Yeah.
I actually heard that movie's pretty good, but I heard it from Steve, so I don't know if that should...
It's supposed to. I've heard people say it is, but, like, who knows? ATM, I don't know what that is.
Ass to Mouth.
Yeah. The Hatfields and McCoys Blu-ray first season miniseries thing. And Dead Season, which I don't know what the hell that is either.
Yeah, we actually got that over.
We'll probably never watch it. Enjoy yourself.
About sick of zombie movies.
There was one that we saw at Walmart the other day that was just called Humans versus Zombies. I was like, well, goddamn.
That's original.
That's what it's gotten to at this point, yeah.
So we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll have some fan questions to get to, and that'll be it for the show.
Aye.
But we have some announcements and stuff we need to make, too, for sure.
We do, yeah. It's coming up.
Hey, Uncle Bill!
Yeah!
How you doing?
I'm good.
You know Dead Pit fans out there? Not a lot of them know about the midweek obliteration.
I thought everybody knew. It's the hottest thing going today.
You can go on Facebook. Check it out on the Dead Pit Universe page. Brand new show almost every damn week. You can hear us bullshitting.
And in a historical first, there's a new member of Dead Pit. Jesco!
Hey, Jesco.
Hi.
You like joining in on the midweek obliteration every week? You like getting obliterated by two Eastern Kentucky? <don't you?
laughs> Lay it down with your sweet, sultry voice.
Obliterate
all over my face. You know you have a lot of guys that masturbate your voice on a weekly basis now.
Oh, God, it's Jessica. Like, oh, it's Jessica.
She's a girl. She likes horror movies. She's on Dead Pit. It's a perfect girl for me.
I'll just kind of eat a little bit in my pants.
How's that make you feel? You're now like a hillbilly sexual icon.
A hillbilly sexual icon?
Yeah.
Oh, like shit. Goats and yeah. Sisters.
And you can hear all about it. Hey, I ask Jessica some of the nastiest shit known to man almost every week on the Midweek Obliteration, and she answers it, and she has respect for it. Don't you?
What the fuck? She has respect for this question.
Yeah,
respect
for me. Yeah, telling her about what a blumpkin he is and all that.
Oh, good lord.
She's going to try that on Uncle Bill over there.
Nobody touching me when I'm shitting. I don't give a damn what the reason is.
Even if I go in there and be like, hey.
I'm going to get out. What are you doing?
Like,
you crazy. Pull your neck out of the toilet. Give it to me.
Oh, God. Hear all that on the midweek.
Obliteration.
Yay.
Hey everybody, this is Derek Mears, the new Jason from Friday the 13th, and you're listening to DeadPit.com.
Welcome back, folks. How's everybody doing? Has everybody had a good show this show? We done all right, even though it's a little shorter than usual.
It will be shorter, I think, though, like no matter what we do now.
Yeah, unless we get some interviews or something.
Yeah, which doesn't seem to be happening.
We're going to get Sean Clark on the case. He's promised he's going to get some interviews.
Well, do it, buddy. You should do it.
Yeah. So, some announcements we need to make. The biggest announcement is a screening that's coming up a week from tonight, actually midnight. We are going to have a 35mm screening at the Strand Twin. It's the first one we've done since October. And we're expecting it to be a pretty decent-sized crowd out there. I know that we need to bring some more flyers and shit down to the Strand that everybody's fucking took, the ones we left. So.
Right.
So everybody is, quit playing footsie with me, buddy.
I'm sorry, I just can't help it.
I know a lot of people are excited about it. We're excited about it. Hopefully we'll get a big turnout again. And hopefully we'll be able to have an announcement about the October screening that we're going to be doing, because we're already planning ahead, kind of.
Yeah. At this point, you kind of have to, because we don't know how long the place is going to be around.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate part. But also, tomorrow night, midnight, is going to be the debut episode, Uncle Bill. Are you excited?
You talking about Dead Pit After Dark?
After Dark, the Dark.
Yeah.
Dead Pit After Dark, the Dark.
I am excited about that. A lot of people should tune into it because who knows what's going to happen. It's going to be a free form. Yeah,
yeah. I've actually, I know that our good buddy T-Shirt Joe is in for this week, and Felcher
well.
So
I already know partially what we're going to be talking
about. Random discussions. Yeah, I know Joe wants to talk about the Robert Pattinson.
Well, that's the biggest news. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, because like
Kristen Stewart cheating on Robert Pattinson.
I mean, that's fucked up. What's going to happen, Joe? That's what we're going to ask him. I'm sure Robert Pattinson is like, God damn it to hell. Not just for the fact that Kristen Stewart, like, because Chris, he can get better fucking ass than that.
Oh, I know he can, yeah. And she's fucking just all mopey acting and shit all the time. I'd be like, whatever.
But the thing is, you know, he's going to have all these fucking Twilight fans aggravating the fuck out of him. So my advice to Robert Pattinson is, get your ass to the Playboy Mansion, get one of them bitches, quick. You know, it can just be a, you know, even if you're not interested, just have one of them on your arm so some of these Twilight people leave you the fuck alone.
Right. So anyway, Dead Pit After Dark, go check it out.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about stuff like that. It's going to be a very laid-back atmosphere. It's the first show. It's going to be live. So anything can happen, folks.
Are you ready, though?
I think that's it. I think that's it for the big announcements.
Okay, let's get on to the fan question part of it, then. Eli Lover.
He's a Eli Lover.
Says, what's up, guys? Great news on the return of the weekly shows. I have a suggestion for a future show. Your top 10 horror movies of the 2000s, meaning from 2000 to present. I enjoyed your top 10 best and worst remake shows, but a top 10 of the 2000s would be very cool. So he says he has two questions. Number one, what do you think of the movie Wreck 2?
Never seen it.
I saw it. I thought it was a pretty good follow-up, but it's completely different. It has a whole lot of religious overtones to it that were not in the first movie whatsoever. But it's interesting because they didn't just, like, take the concept of the first movie and then go on with it and not add anything to it, you know, to try to make a remake of that, like Paranormal Activity does. They actually did add, like, a completely different storyline to
it. Hell yeah.
So it's, I thought it was really good. Anyway, have you seen the trailer for Wreck 3 Genesis, which will be released on Blu-ray and in the UK September the 3rd? I haven't seen it. I've heard people talk about it, though.
No. I mean, I like the first Wreck movie, but it's not one of those. Like, to me, there's a few movies that have way too many sequels that never deserved them. Like, I think Texas Chainsaw Massacre is one. I think, because it just doesn't seem like they don't seem like movies that need sequels.
No. That movie probably never needed a sequel, but
yeah,
and a lot of people like the sequel better than the original.
What, Wreck 2?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, like, the first movie, it doesn't seem like a film that deserves... I'm not saying it don't deserve it. It just doesn't, like... It doesn't seem like it'd be called for one, you know?
Right. It really, yeah. Well, neither did Paranormal Activity, really. When I saw that movie, I was like...
Yeah, but the sequels for that was actually pretty good.
That's true. So, anyway...
At least the first one was.
He says that he saw your recent video on your horror DVD collection... He wants to give you much respect for that, and he says, I bought 5 of your fan commentaries 2 weeks ago, and I will buy more in the future as long as I know my money isn't going towards shitty Echo Bridge Blu-rays you guys pick up at Walmart. He tells us to keep it brutal.
We always keep it brutal and keep it bloody.
Yeah, we don't have to buy those because they sent us a whole shit ton of them at one time.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd buy. The only one I did buy that I remember for sure would be the Ernest Goes to Camp, Ernest Goes to Jail double feature, and that's well worth the money.
It's hours of entertainment right there.
X Trial by Fire X. Have you guys got to check out Prometheus yet? And if so, do you have any thoughts on it? Actually, no, we never did check out Prometheus.
We were going to. I don't remember why we didn't.
We went down there, I think. It's one of those deals where we went down to Lexington. Our intention was to watch it, but like we kind of lost track of time, and the movie's really long, or it's like over 2 hours, I think. And like it would have just been way too late.
But he says that we should probably do an Alien retrospective show. I actually went back and watched all those movies because I bought the Blu-ray box set recently. I watched like 1 through 4. That would be an interesting show because, especially 4, you're just like, wow. Like, it's hard to believe that this series took a turn to that.
Yeah, that was when that movie came out, that was a rough time too because that was like, what year was that, like 96 or 97?
It's like each one of those movies, they progressively spent more and more money on them, and they progressively, like after 2, got shittier and shittier. Like, it's amazing.
It's actually not a bad idea, though. It might be something we'll think about doing at some point.
Yep. Okay, so Mustard Greens writes in and says, can you guys think of a quick rundown on what you thought of all the Texas Chainsaw Massacre movies? So he wants to know, and I'll go ahead and we'll do you and we'll talk about it. What do you think of the original?
I think it's one of the probably top 5 horror films ever made.
I put it in my top 3. I think it's one of the, probably the film that I can rewatch the most for some reason. The sequel.
I think it's entertaining for what it is, but it never really needed to be made.
Didn't need to be made. I think it's a great movie, though. I like it a lot. I think that mostly because of 2 things, Jim Sidow and Bill Moseley. Those are the only 2 reasons I think that movie is really worth a count.
Might nary a count.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3, Leatherface.
I actually don't mind Leatherface. I mean, it's for the year it came out in, what, 90 or something like that, there wasn't much else really come out. I think it's actually pretty good for its time period.
Yeah, I think that movie gets a lot of really undue hate. It's not a great movie by any stretch of imagination, but it really wasn't Jeff Burr's fault. Like, that movie
was cut. It was cut.
But I think it was trying to be more along the lines of the original movie, though. So, The Next Generation. God damn.
It is one of those movies that...
Clusterfuck is the word I would use.
I will say this, though. Up until probably, like, the 45-minute mark, it's so bad, it's good. And then it starts just to get so bad, it's like, God damn it, turn it off.
Yeah.
You know.
And the remake and the beginning, that we'll clump those two in together. I hate both of them. I think they're both, like...
They both never needed to be made.
I honestly think
that the remake was a huge missed opportunity. I mean, I know people... That movie made a lot of money. And... You know, a lot of people like it, but man, I think that with a smart enough director, it could have been so much fucking better than it was.
Yeah, especially with, like, the beginning just was fucking trash. Like, there's no, I've never gone back and watched that movie, nor have I had any desire to go back and watch
it. The only reason I went back and watched the remake is so we did that commentary on it. Right. I've never watched the beginning again either, even though I have it. It's one of those deals that I got. I think I got that from a DVD wholesaler back when I was getting those wholesale DVDs. It was like 59 cents or something, and it's still too much. Newt138 asks, since CK was nice enough to give an estimate of how many DVD/Blu-rays, etc. he owns, how many do you own, Uncle Bill? I'm betting you got at least 2,000.
I really don't know, and it's harder for me to, like, keep up with them because I've got them scattered all over hell and back. Like, I would say you're probably right. I would estimate it'd probably be around 2,000 at this point, somewhere around that range.
Yeah. Yeah, the thing about me is my collection and shit, I'm obsessive compulsive. Like, I've got to have everything. Well, not everything, but, like, a lot of the shit that we get into review, I kind of just throw it out there in that building because we'll never fucking review it. But the stuff that I want to keep and everything, I have to have it in order and alphabetized and shit. And Uncle Bill's like, you're pretty much just whatever.
Right.
You
I
put
don't
it
really
wherever.
Care. Yep. So, it's hard to say, really, but if I had to guess, I'd say it'd be around that. Doomsday says, at the end of your last show, you said that people need to start doing more of their own stuff, and I totally agree. In fact, my girlfriend's been kicking around the idea of having a horror art show here in town. And for years, I've wanted to do a screening of some kind, either downtown or with a local university. I used to dream of an entire festival, but I think one or two movies on a single screen would be great. I'm told the biggest issue, though, would be usage rights and copyright restrictions. So he'd like to now have a discussion with you, CK, about... copyright restrictions and usage rights. He says, how were you able to put on the screenings for Halloween Nightmare on Elm Street? Did you just happen to know someone who owns a 35mm reel? And do you not need to get permission to host something on a large scale like that?
Well, what you can do is actually you can contact the... a lot of the studios still rent the prints to you.
Right.
So just do some research on the internet. And, you know, it's probably like, I think it's about $250, $300 to rent the film. And, you know, you can do it that way. You just rent it from them, and that's usually how it works in the studio.
He also says, can you give any advice for people who may be thinking about holding a horror show or a small convention or any sort of public festival that hopes to pull in professionals from out of town?
Oh, God. I have no idea how to do that sort of thing.
We've seen, like, people try to do stuff like that, and it fails miserably. Like, generally, like, the best advice is that I've seen, it's all about location, number one. Like, if you're downtown in some sort of a city, that's your best bet.
Bigger city. Oh, I'm about to go to sleep over here. Yeah. Bigger city is going to work more in your favor, but it's also going to be more difficult to promote.
Right. The other part of it is, to me, though, like, from what I've seen, is if you're going to, like, try to start a convention, then you probably need to have some sort of attachment to something else, like either a magazine, a show, something, like something that's where you're able to promote it some other way than just, like, out and about around town and stuff like that, because those seem to be the ones that do the best. They have some sort of a name tie-in or sponsorship or something like that. Like, there's no way. I've seen people try to have conventions where they just start it up out of nowhere and, like, do something in the middle of a small town or something like that, and it generally doesn't work. And you have to have a lot of money to waste if you're going to do that, because you're going to fail for the first couple of years until you get some sort of reputation.
Yeah. Man, honestly, if I was going to give any advice, I would be like, put on your film festival or something like that. I wouldn't get in the convention game because...
Yeah, it's kind of...
We've talked to so many promoters that okay, you would think that they'd be making flat fortune doing this sort of thing.
They're not.
They're losing money, man. I mean, there's no money really to be made from a promoter's aspect to doing these shows.
Right. So, basically, the best idea would just be to do something else. Like you said, a film festival or a screening or something like that.
So.
I know.
Yeah, so best of luck with that. And like I said, you know, a lot of the prints and stuff. Now, there are some studios that where the film business is going away from film pretty much and it's going to be all digital. It's going to really suck because a lot of the old movies, like, I mean, who wants to see a crystal clear print of Texas Chainsaw Massacre on a big screen? Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so in the future, it's going to be one of those deals where, hey, we're going to beam it from a satellite and stream it digitally, you know. So a lot of these studios already are not shipping out their canisters anymore, you know, their film canisters and their film and stuff. So, but I think most of the studios still are, but there might be a select few that don't.
Yeah. But, you know, and that guy brings up a good point because you did mention in a couple of videos, which ties into the first thing that we were talking about on this show, where anytime anybody gets any kind of success, people always want to kind of like ruin it or bring people down and things like that. And at some point, you've got to just try to create something instead of destroying something. So, my advice would, please God, like, if you're going to create something, if you want to create like a podcast or something, that's fine. But there's like a million of them, man. Like, there has to be something else to do.
Yeah, if you're going to do a podcast, think of something that's going to be yours. Like, I know, you know, people do podcasts, H.P. Lovecraft, they're all into that.
Right.
They're into zombies. It's just a zombie podcast. They're into exploitation movies.
Butt plugs, that kind of thing.
Yeah. You know, if I was starting a podcast again, it would be more along the lines of what Dead Pit After Dark is going to be. Because this is something that you'll never, ever run out of shit to talk about.
Right.
There's always bullshit, funny, stupid pop culture shit going on.
Yeah. But when I think about, like, things to do, like, that this guy's talking about, like horror things to do. Like, I was thinking more along the lines of the thing that most people don't do for some reason, and I don't know why this is, and I would rather there be more things like this, is they don't just have like get-togethers based around the hobby of horror, really. Like, just getting together with a bunch of people and around the area where you're at and like watching movies, or like if you had a drive-in or something like that, going to like a drive-in or something.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in a bigger city, I think that that'd be something to do. Put together like a, you know, instead of a Rotary Club, it's a fucking horror club.
Yeah, something like that. Like, have some sort of real community based around
where,
the horror film.
You know, it's you're going to fucking, you know, what does a Rotary Club or something like that do? They meet up once a week and have
dinner. What the hell does the Rotary do? I've yet to figure that out.
Well, I think that they have scholarships and stuff like that for people and shit like that. But, you know, the horror, whatever the horror club would be, I mean, you could just get together and talk about movies and just have fun. It doesn't really, you don't have to spend.
Well, yeah, you know how like the infamous dinner that all the horror directors have and stuff like that, where they all get together and just bullshit. Why not do something like that? Like, just get a bunch of people together and like shoot the shit about horror films, have dinner somewhere, like something like that. Like, it doesn't have to be on a grand scale. It just has to be something that kind of brings people together that like the genre.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I think a lot of people just need to start. Maybe that's the key to getting the genre out of the shitter. I mean, start creating instead of just, you know, trying to, you know, tear everything apart.
Right.
You know, can't we all just get along?
Apparently not.
Rodney King, buddy, rest in peace.
I can't get along. I'm too busy hacking shit.
We're not hackers. We have to make that clear.
I forgot. I can't even joke about it.
Yeah, we do that. They'll be like, oh, no.
Hey, Sandy Hackstaff.
So, that's it for the show this week, folks. It's a shorter show, but we're going to be doing Dead Pit After Dark live Saturday at midnight. And hopefully there'll be a lot of people in there. We actually are going to restrict it a little bit, though, because I think we might have some people.
You know that, yeah.
Try to crash our party. As always.
With just one particular person, really.
And it's actually not who we're, but it could be now, I guess. what we were talking about before.
But
haters gotta hate or whatever. Haters keep hating.
Yeah, don't hate, but you participate.
So we will be back probably next week. Maybe we'll figure out something. Maybe something big will happen. Maybe we'll have something to talk about by then.
Well, I hope nothing big happens, like, on the scale of some of the other things we're going to be talking about. Because I know certain topics will come up that we'll get into. So it should make for an interesting discussion, to say the least.
We're going to talk about, because next week Uncle Bill's actually starting his anal bleaching sessions for the fall.
Right, and this is coming up on the Chest Shitting World Championship Tour, the circuit.
Yeah.
Which you got to go to, you know.
Yeah, we actually canceled out on that hacking competition. We were talking, and we're going to go to the chest shitting competition instead.
Yeah.
Because that...
That's what we do.
Actually, 2 weeks ago was the first trials for the Olympic chest shitting team.
Right.
And you're going to go... You were my trainer. See, Uncle Bill's an Olympic chest shitting champion, right? But since that point... You know, he's actually retired, and he's training me. I'm like
Mick from Rocky.
Yeah. He's teaching me, like, okay, you got to eat some red beans and rice and eat a few things of corn on the cob.
I'm standing over top of him like, you got to shit on that chest till it hurts, kid. Till it hurts.
Yeah, you got to have, like, oh, something else, too, going back to Grizzly Man. They actually showed bear shitting on there. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Bears can shit quite a bit. Yeah. I'll say that.
Does a bear shit in the woods?
I will say this, though. Going back to Grizzly Man.
Oh, God. He's going back to Grizzly Man.
That guy, he was loony as fuck. No doubt. I mean, he wasn't all there. But, like, I've never seen anybody interact with animals like he did. I don't think I've ever seen anybody do it. Like, he had foxes, like wild red foxes that would just follow him around like they were.
I think that the key to him... was that he was too crazy to realize how much danger he was in, so he didn't act like afraid.
Act scared.
And that was the thing that got him over. And there's no way to really train somebody to do that. You just have to be that crazy.
You have to be a little nutty.
Yeah. And in the end, that didn't even matter. Like, eventually, it was just like, they don't really care sometimes.
Yeah, there's actually, like, a photo of, like, his body, what was left of it. Oh, man, like, it just gnawed his, like, you could see his bone, his leg, and, like, it was, like, just eating, all the flesh was eating off of it.
Why, man? Like, why? I don't understand why you'd even put yourself in that position to do, like, be around bears or something. But a better question would be, why the hell are you looking up all this shit and, like, watching all this morbid-ass shit about him getting eaten by bears?
Well, whenever I watch something, I get in habit because I want to learn about it and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm what you call a film connoisseur. I gotta have everything, like, you know.
You know, that might actually be a decent idea for a show. Why don't we at some point do just a show on documentaries where we talk about our favorite documentaries?
It's possible. I watched a lot of documentaries on Netflix, though. I think that's my favorite thing to watch on there.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite things. Like, when horror gets a period like it is now to watch, when there's nothing on, just start watching documentaries, really.
Yeah.
And we've seen some good ones over the years.
Yeah, maybe we can do that at some point, but... I guess that's it for the show. I hope everybody enjoyed it. And again, what we talked about in the first half hour or so, we should probably never mention the shit again. And just let...
Well, that depends on the guy, really. I mean, whether or not we talk about it or not.
I just think he's not going to hush about it either way. So, probably just let whatever's going to happen, happen.
I mean, to be honest, we weren't really ever talking about it.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I just don't think that the guy really is deserving of being mentioned.
Yeah.
That's my point.
I think he's deserving of anal, though.
Well, you can keep your sexual preferences. I know you're attracted to older men and everything, but...
Right. That's my gimmick.
Anyway, the devil in khaki pants is over here, and he's fucking looking mad.
Oh!
We will be back next week. We are the original Ballers and Shot Callers of War Talk Radio. We're the ones you love to hate, folks. Deadpit.com.
Hey now, motherfuckers, put your hands up in the fucking air. It's after dark, bitches. Midnight out Saturday night, dip hit all sucky, sucky now. It's dip hit after dark, dip hit after dark. The creepy Kentuckian motherfucker, Uncle Bill motherfucker, Mama Jenny motherfucker, dip hit after fucking dark, dip hit after dark, after dark, after dark, after dark, after dark, after dark, dip hit after dark.
hit at the doctor, doctor, doctor. Dip hit at the doctor, doctor, doctor. Dip hit at the doctor, doctor, doctor. At the doctor, doctor, doctor. Dip hit at the doctor, doctor, doctor. Dip hit at the doctor, doctor, doctor. Dip hit at the doctor, doctor, doctor. At the doctor, doctor, doctor. Dip hit at the doctor, doctor, doctor. Dip hit at the doctor, doctor, doctor. Dip hit at the doctor, doctor.